Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficult times. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, along with Coach Ricardo, and we got a very special guest today, Coach Nate in the house.
What? Did you just say Coach Nate?
Yes,
I thought this was Coaching Intern Nate.
No, but I think you got a special announcement. I think you got a little gift for him right now.
Oh, yeah. This guy started our internship program a couple of months ago, and he passed the Journey U test today. And Alton, didn't you say it was a pretty decent score?
Yeah, it's the highest score I've ever had. I had an intern get on the written portion of the test. That test is very difficult. I think it's 10 pages total, and it encompasses everything from the coaching aspect of things and on the business side of things. So it's a very comprehensive test of all things that we cover here, because it's not just on the floor coaching as a coach. You got to be a master of a lot of different fields.
Yeah, I mean, we use, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 different softwares here. We use so many different softwares for different things. You have to learn nutrition. You have to have those on-the-floor skills, as you mentioned. You have to be able to grade food journals and work with people on their nutrition. You have to be able to help people get set up. We can't help them if they're not members, right? So you have to get them set up in a membership and explain everything. You have to learn all of that. And, you know, obviously, clients see you come in and learn the on-the-floor portion. But you have to do all of that and then nail that written portion. And so today you are no longer coaching intern, Nathan. We have right here for you. Oh, yeah, baby. The coach going on. Yes, sir. I'm going to just pass that right over to you, man. And tell us how you feel.
I'm excited to not wear the polo anymore. This was always the end goal. So this is a trophy. I feel like this is definitely a trophy. It was definitely an obstacle, a personality I had to learn to adapt to. Completely changed field. So coming into this, it was nerve-wracking and like new. So the challenge was mouthwatering. And like I said, this shirt was always the end goal trophy. So it is, words can't really express. Like I said, it's nice to set a goal and then drive yourself to that goal. It just feels really good. There's no words that I can explain it. It feels like a champ right now. That's what I'm saying. So setting that sight and then achieving it is definitely something worthwhile. It feels great.
I mean, even to be selected to start our internship program is not an easy feat. We have an interview process. You do a one-on-one interview with me initially. And then we do a group interview. If you pass that, you have a coaching audition where you run a class that's mostly comprised of staff, but some members attend it too. So you're trying to be a coach as an audition, and it's a full class. And then after that, there's a final interview. So just to get to start that internship, to get to the starting line is a process, right? And you went through all of that. And then you got to the starting line, and it's usually 1 to 2 months. I don't know if anybody's actually ever made it 1 month, but it's a couple of month process to get through and learn all of those things you have to learn and master all of those skills, particularly on the floor. So many challenges. Tell us, piece of cake, right? Easy?
I was shaking in my boots for a long time. I guess I don't want to say fake it till I make it, but there was a lot of times where I guess I had to embrace being comfortable, being uncomfortable, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
Finding that groove and that persona, not necessarily like a different, but it is a switch to become that on-the-floor personality and then who you are off the floor, kind of. So you need to be that motivational, inspirational character. So I think I had to dig a little deep within myself to bring that out.
Mm.
And I wish, I know we recorded tons of warm-up, tons of them. If I could watch my first warm-up to maybe yesterday or something, I'm sure it'd be 9-day difference. And it was to get over that. I think you do have to truly dig for that and get that, because not everybody can just jump out there and do that. So it is something I had to learn and adjust to for sure.
Yeah, I actually have that initial when we were practicing one of your very first warm-ups on my phone. I'm excited when we celebrate your graduating your internship with the rest of the staff to show that, and then compare it to where you are at now. Because as you said, it's a definitely a night and day difference in terms of all components of it. So it's been great to watch you progress through everything and see you develop into the coach that you are now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I totally resonate with what you're saying about how difficult it is. I had done Journey workouts for around 6 years, but I was all virtual. I had never set foot in a Journey until I decided to open the franchise. And I went all the way out to New York State, and I first sat in there, and it freaked me out. All the noise, and then they strap you on a microphone. You got to get used to your own voice, you know, bouncing around. And even when you're just talking to somebody, I'm like, do we have to have this all the time, you know? And it just totally freaked me out, and being that loud and putting all that energy out. And I remember there's a day that they still talk about in my training where I had that breakout session, and I finally was able to break out of that mold and, as you say, become the person that clients need on the floor. Because people don't come to work out to hear, all right, good job. You know, they come and they need energy. They're doing something hard. They've got family stuff going on. They've got demands at work, demands at home, and they need somebody that's giving them energy and to step into that role for them. That's tough. It's tough. I can totally relate. I remember Coach Alton telling him, man, you've got to get louder, you got to get more energy, when he was early on in his, and he said, in other words, not be me. And I said, oh, no, it's you, because I've seen you at a wrestling match when the match is on the line and it's down to the last wrestler, and you're screaming your head off. Well, you've got all kind of energy, you just got to find that inside yourself. But that could be super tricky, right, Nate? Find that inside of you.
Yeah, there would be so many times where, you know, we go over the checklist after everyone, the extraordinary coaching checklist, which was a great tool along the way. That really pulled a lot of my skills out, I'd like to think. So I would think, wow, I did great, nailed that one. And then the biggest one, like, hey, man, we need a little more energy. So I did have to dig for that, like, every time. Or even if I thought I crushed it, they'd be like, hey, man, you can pull a little more out. We know you can. And then, yeah, I do remember that exact day. We talked about the snap. Remember, like, all right, before you go, that last countdown, snap into that Coach Nate mode. So I remember that breakthrough session, and I got a lot of feedback from some of the clients, and then Alton even said, that was it, man. There's your energy. So you do almost, you hit that point of, this is it. Like, you know when you hit it, almost. So it is a good feeling. And you're not going to get that first time. It's going to take some time, and, that was one of the exciting parts about it. Like, I like that challenge of, hey, you did good, but you can do a little better. You can do a little better. So it was nice hearing that little better every time. And then now here we are, right? Made it to the top of it, right? Past everything. So but jumping into that and finding that is an obstacle in itself, because to think you're motivated is good, but when you're trying to motivate a room full of people, it is a different kind of energy you have to pull out of yourself. For sure.
Yeah. And I don't want to discourage you, but this is only the beginning of your journey. This is just the start, right?
Yeah.
You got a long, fruitful career in front of you in the fitness industry. And fitness wasn't always something that you did. Most recently, you called yourself the pizza guy.
Yeah.
So what made you want to step out of that, from being the pizza guy into wanting to become a coach, stepping into the unknown?
You know, really, I was in the Army, so when I enlisted and came home, I kind of lost track of my fitness. Had the boys, I have three boys at home, so the boys getting into sports, that really just tried to make me more motivated. So I didn't want to be able to not keep up with them. Oliver, he's with me all the time, so he started playing sports, and being his role model was paramount to me. So switching into that fitness game, going to his practices with him, I realized how out of shape I was, and I didn't want to fall behind. So then I started my fitness journey again. It's about 2 years ago, I was 265 pounds. Yeah, I was up there. So got back in the game, started going through. And then after like a year and a half in, seeing those results, pushing myself, I knew I wanted to wake up and be an athlete with other people, because a lot of my friends noticed it and what I was doing. And it was always fun to go work out with a new buddy that hadn't been to the gym. And I liked being that push to help my friends get up and do it with me. everything's better together, I feel. So I believed in that forever. So just to switch and do that made me, I could combine my work and my passion into my hobby. So, you know, I started school with Lionel Hughes University. I'm going through a certification for the ISSA. And then this opportunity came up on my Indeed one day, because I knew, I felt I had that pit in me that I was not going to be that forever. This, you know, I could merge that. So I started looking into the fitness world, and that call happened. So coming the journey and seeing that, that initial workout and the opportunity, I knew that I could apply my work ethic and skills into something that I believed in and enjoyed as well, and not just something that I was getting through on a daily grind. And merging that, like I said, my personal life is coming together. I don't dread coming to work anymore. Like, if I wasn't at work at the gym, I'd be at the gym for fun kind of thing. So merging into this kind of environment, my boys get to come along too. I've met tremendous people and developed all kinds of relationships. So instead of waking up and being like, oh, 8 hours of grueling, I don't want to be doing this, changing it into something that I can enjoy, I think that is worth more than any kind of dollar amount a job would pay me. I have my peace of mind and I enjoy this, and this is what I want to be doing. So that switch has just been life-changing for me. This opportunity has opened so many doors. And like you said, Alan, it's the beginning. So if this is how good it is, I can only hope that there's so many more great things to come.
And I remember talking to you on the first time on the phone, and it definitely stuck out how you were looking for more and how you were made for more. And that definitely stuck out to me during that phone interview. And it's been great to see how you've developed into that person, into that role model for other people as a coach, and now as officially with the title of coach. And it's just been an awesome journey to be along with you on the way, man.
Yeah, role model is a good word for a few reasons. I mean, we just did your body fat percentage, and you've lost, I think, 2% body fat since you started your internship. So that's great. And not only, you know, that, how you're physically being a role model and, you know, learning the new sport of DECA. You went out and tried a DECA. It was a little bit of a challenge, wasn't it?
I'd say, I think the weekend after my group interview, you guys were like, hey, come try this DECA out. So the last DECA, your journey, was my first experience to all of it. So that was like eye-opening in itself. And so to be able to push to that is, again, that challenge aspect of it, to open myself up to this whole world of competition I didn't even know existed, and to dabble in that. Now I've even pulled some people into that too. So it truly is just all around bringing every aspect of my life together for that fun competition aspect. And I love cheering for the underdogs. I'm going to cheer for the guys first DECA and be more excited than, you know, watching an elite guy go. You know what I mean? It's awesome. Those elite guys are crushing it, but I like the underdog guys. I like pushing people, you know, to see, hey, this is something new you tried. You didn't think you could do this, but here you are doing it, and I can tell you can do it because I did it. And if I can come on this journey that I've come on, I can carry anybody else to the top or make it with me. And it costs $0, nothing to you to help the next guy out succeed. And I think winning together is far more important to me than being the solo winner at the bag. So I like pulling people in that world, and that is me. And like I said, if I can do it, I love helping other people do it too. And the competition aspect of it is truly amazing.
Speaking of underdogs, you definitely had kind of an underdog upbringing with the coaching internship. Struggled a little bit, like with the demos at the beginning and the warm up. Everyone struggles with it, but tell us a little bit about that progress from just getting all the aspects of coaching down as you started off.
When you're working out, normally you're working out for you. You're paying attention to what you're doing. So when you take the time and you're demoing to a class, it's a different way to look at it. Like, you're explaining how to do it for other people. So that tweak of adjusting to everybody's kind of learning curve, how they're going to take it, and making sure you're explaining it to where other people can understand, not just like going through a motion of it. So that hump and then learning those certain cues is definitely something that was new to me, because like I said, I can watch something and understand it my way, but to be able to understand it and explain it to a group of people is a little more challenging. It's like everyone's going to have that different learning curve and different way to want to do it. But I think a great aspect of coach is to acknowledge that learning curve and be able to adapt and help within. Like I said, everybody's on their own individual path, their own mindset. So you have to be able to adapt and jump onto their level and help them where they need to be helped at. So overcoming that was challenging at first, I'd say. I looked silly, I think, or fumbling, you know. I'd get my words jammed up, or I'd get out of breath and try to be catching my breath in the middle. But it was something, like you said, that groove or super. I'm the coach. I'm not just some guy working out. I'm going to top explain this to people, and this is how I need them to understand it. So going through that is paramount again. And that's not something you start off with. You know, you're going to say, oh, I know how to do this exercise, and then you're going to do it. But then do you really know how to do it right? Do you look like you're doing it right? Are you explaining it to where other people can do it the way you are doing it? Or are you just doing it? And that is
and the beginning answer to some of those questions was no.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Yeah. Like I said, I wish I would break my back watching some of those videos, like, ooh, that's how I looked at, or even that's how I explained that, you know, and I'd be watching those videos over and over again. Yeah. And then, like I said, it is, you have to feel comfortable in it. And if you don't have that confidence in it, then no one's going to want to listen to you. You have to bold face do it, and you're either going to look super good doing it because you studied your stuff, or people are going to know you cut the corners and you look silly doing it if you didn't. So
you did more than study. You put some garage talent.
I got a heavy bag, and I got two boys at home. So like I said, when it was warm up time, I know the warm up. I was scared to death of the warm up for a while because I had to write abbreviations on my hand, like trunk twist, trunk jump, you know, and I'd peek at it every now and then because I couldn't get that order forever. I was always so scared. I'd get so winded in the middle doing them that I'd forget. So I know the boys. I drug the boys out there all. We were out there for a couple hours one day, and they started to get it for me almost. All right, Dad, this is the next one. No, you forgot this one. So I did have some mock garage classes for sure, drug the boys into it. But the time was there. Like I said, I knew that the eyes were going to be on me. And like I said, I was switching completely field. So it was paramount to me to know that. And like I said, it's probably come a long way. I'd hate to look at it, but I want to look at it in the same sense because I know. So that progress that I've
done. Yeah, I don't know. You might cringe a little bit.
Sure, I'm sure. Well, I know even the audition. I think I was more nervous for the audition than like a class. I figured the members would be more, all right, that's a new guy. But when you have a class full of coaches and everybody knows what the bar is, you're like, all right, this is the class with the pros. I got to be on my toes. And I remember, okay, so we do move in Monday, turn up Tuesday, Wednesday. And my audition was on a Thursday. And I did not know what I was going to do for Thursday. And I remember I threw Throwdown Thursday in there. And I feel like it was a home run, right? Everybody liked it. But that was, you know, those little things, I feel like I racked my brain for that because I didn't want to just be some new awkward guy on it. I wanted to make sure I was in it. I put thoughts into not only the demos, but the little things along the way too, because I think I was scared of that. I was scared to fumble and look like, this guy's up here choking. How is he leading the class? And I might have had that being a new guy a couple times, but I know in my heart that's what I definitely didn't, like, you know, that's what I wanted to avoid. But
we don't always get things right the first time. Right. And, I can tell you that, you know, I was, I think of myself in wrestling, I was not the kid that picked it up quick. You know, I was the one the coach had to come over and know, put your hand here and put, you know, move here. And, but some of the guys that, you know, would pick it up quick and would automatically see it demoed once and they'd get it. Well, they didn't move on to have as much success in coaching others because they didn't really have to struggle for it. They didn't really have to learn it. They just picked it up. Right. And so for you, you know, you came in and it wasn't natural. So, you know, you had to really practice and really work for it. And the same thing with the demos, like you got some wrong in the beginning and we'd have to go back over them and, you know, we'd have to practice them. And you were willing to. I mean, it was really impressive how much work you were willing to put in, even outside of here. You just put in so much work because you really wanted this thing. And you did. You mastered it. And that will help you because you had to work so hard to master some of these exercises. And that's helping you to be able to relate to the clients and be able to, oh, no, what you need is to put your hand here or, you know, just set your feet here because you didn't just pick it up. You had to really study it and drill down so that the struggle actually makes you better, like building muscles, right? It's the resistance of it that makes our muscles strong. If we work out light and easy, we don't get strong. It's the hardness, it's the challenge of it.
Are you saying resilience helps you? Is that what I'm getting?
That's what I'm saying. You got it. Yeah.
So one thing that I've really picked up coaching you through the internship and just talking to you is how important your kids are and how important fatherhood is for you. So tell us a little bit about how that has helped you along the journey. We've talked a little bit about it with the garage mock warm-ups and stuff, but how have being a father played a role in this transition in your life?
So I think that was another huge aspect to switching the fields. I didn't want to be just the dad at home, like, oh, you only see me at night kind of thing. So I was missing a lot of time with Oliver and those games and stuff. So I think being able to merge that was important. My boys are my best friends. I everything I do is for my family. At the end of the day, my actions reflect, you know, their outcome. So it's crucial to me that my decisions are good for their upbringing. Again, just being involved, and it was that superhero role model aspect. I didn't have the best relationship with my father, and I didn't have that. So I think with my sons, I want my boys to look at me like, dad can do this, dad can do anything. And I wanted that. I wanted to be there for them. And like I said, them transitioning into sports, I wanted to be the coach. Or if they needed help with anything, it's great that they have those other avenues, but I'm dad, I guess. I wanted to be superhero, number one, anything they needed. So Oliver, getting that conditioning, or when we'd go on runs, he asked me if I ever get tired. And it's like, yeah, but I get tired sometimes. But I think that's what pushes me more than anything. My son's pushing me to do great. And then, you know, you have to be that good example. And, you know, if I'm succeeding and they're watching me set goals and succeed, that's only going to do it for them. And then just being that backbone for anything they want to do is crucial to me. And it makes my day. Like I said, Oliver just passed the swim test last year. We failed it three times, and he couldn't tread water long enough, and we practiced so much. This summer, he got it first try.
There we go.
Yeah, it's cool, because before he was even excited for his green band, he hugged me, and he's a dad. He told me thank you, and I think that means something more to me than anything, being that push for him. And that, I think, is just makes it worthwhile 100%. Like, if I can help somebody achieve anything, and of course my boys, it's just, you know, the feeling, Coach, you guys are all on the podium. It's just, yeah, another insane feeling. It is worth more than any dollar amount that you could ever be blessed with in your bank. Just my sons believing in me and knowing they can rely on me and watching them and helping them set their goals and helping them be there. That's my life. That is my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, as Coach Alton said, it definitely shines through in you. It's who you are. And so it just comes out of you. And, you know, to the extent you're willing to share with our listeners here, part of what I know you're trying to do is provide a different childhood for your kids, because you faced some challenges early on.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad he struggled with a lot of things at home. I didn't have the best upbringing. So I missed a lot with my dad. Or there's a lot of times where I wished, where I had something to celebrate, my dad was there to do that with me, and I didn't have that. So me being a father, obviously wanted that exact opposite. Whatever they wanted to do, I wanted to plug into and be just their biggest fan. Their fan. I think you need support. People need support to go through things. And that's something I struggled with, I guess. Or I wanted to be the best attention seeking, I guess. Maybe that's what it was, all the time. And I think that's what made me the Army, I guess. I didn't have college to pay for. My parents didn't send me to college. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go to the Army because I can be me. I can do this. I don't need anybody. And I guess through being an adult, I realized that's something I did need. That's something everybody needs. So reflecting that, like I said, I don't want my sons to feel that. And that's important to me. And I've seen that with a lot. Even, you know, being the pizza guy again, I was a general manager for a long time. Teaching high school kids and wrangling high school kids at a job, is a thing too. You have to be able to adjust learning curves. Everybody's going to learn differently.
Right.
You got to learn how to praise everybody and criticize everybody in their way. Not everyone's going to take criticism the right way. Not everybody's going to learn the same thing the same way. So just being that proper support and knowing how to support an individual is a great aspect for a leader. You have to be able to adjust. So that's something I definitely didn't want my boys to go through. But having that said, now, like I said, Oliver, you know, he comes to the classes. I told him about Journey Kids. He was like, why would I go to Journey Kids? I can just do the big stuff with you guys. he's ready to chunk that on, and that instilling that confidence in people. I remember even when I gave away my first Papa John's store, the guy that I promoted, my area supervisor was like, you're going to pick him. And I was like, this is going to be the guy. And they just thought he was some untrainable goof off. And I worked with him for like months, and he switched and he took over the store. He ran great numbers. I didn't have to worry about that store anymore. And my approach with training him and teaching him was just different than what he was getting otherwise, but he bloomed into the person that they needed him to be. So finding that groove with people, I think I'm good at that. I think I'm good at reading people and adjusting to learning curves and putting myself on people's level to get them to take that next step. Not just saying, hey, get up here. Like, let me come down to where you're at, and then let me help you take that next step to get up here.
Yeah.
And that is a curve to learn for sure.
Yeah. And you know, you've faced other challenges. I mean, you rose to the occasion and you climbed up. You know, I know a lot of businesses, when they get applications, they ask for references and don't actually check them, you know, but we do check references. Yeah. We don't ask for references like family, friends. We want former or current supervisors. And when we followed up on your references, they just glowed about you. And I think one guy said something like, I hate to tell you good things because I don't want to lose him, but I know he needs this opportunity or, you know, would like this office. And so, you know, we've seen you. You know, you've had success in your previous, and then you come here and you've had success in a hard internship, even though it was very difficult to completely switch fields and learn all these new skills and a struggle at first. We've seen you succeed, amazingly succeed. I just can't believe your transformations. And I mean, when Coach Alton says you got a bright future, that is absolutely the case. I mean, you have really come on. I enjoy listening to your sessions. I mean, the energy and everything you bring. But I know you've faced challenges before. I mean, you went to jump school in the Army, like airborne type stuff.
Yeah. I enlisted after high school. I graduated in 2008, and I went to the Army in 2000. So I went to basic, and I got the option to join the Old Guard, which is the Washington, D.C. I did military funerals in Arlington National Cemetery. I did a couple wreath-laying ceremonies. I've been 15 feet away from Obama a couple times, been to the Pentagon. I got some Army coins. But that was another huge definitive course in my life. I think that's when I learned underdog thing. I remember, you know, basic changes you for sure. I think that's when boys become men for sure, and you don't know what's going to happen. You've made a decision. And when you're there, there was no turning back. So that brotherhood you develop in that no man lasts behind thing, you're only strong as the weakest link. I learned a very crucial lesson, I think. We were going through the last phase of our basic. So infantry is OSET. You don't do AIT after. Your basic goes right into your AIT, so it's a longer session. And the last phase, they were telling us, you know, we're going to vote someone out. You know, who's the weakest? We don't have time for this. Everybody on their A game, don't be the weakest one. And I'll never forget this man. Robert Curtis, we'd have to run around battalion. And when Curtis would fall behind, Curtis would stop. And we'd have to run all the way around till Curtis was in the front. And then he'd fall behind again. And we'd always do extra laps. And the drill sergeant's always highlighted how far behind Curtis was everybody, or hey, if Curtis can make it up the rope, you can get a phone call home. And we all knew Curtis wasn't going to make it up the rope. And I guess, I mean, he kind of came like the hated guy, like, ah, Curtis is going to make us run more. Curtis is going to do this. And at the end of that thing, we voted. He said, who would you not want to be in a foxhole with? Write their name down. That's what he told us. And sure enough, everybody wrote Curtis. And that night, after the drill sergeant, you know, posted the bed, he asked to talk to us. And we all sat up in our bunks and he cried and he told us he was sorry that he didn't belong with us. And he was dragging us down. And then I think the thing happened out. That day after that, when Curtis slowed down, we all slowed down. When it was time for Curtis's turn on the rope, we all helped Curtis get up the rope. And it was okay if Curtis didn't win, because then we didn't win with him. When we won, we made sure Curtis won with us the rest of the time. And to see that man's transformation of, hey, I don't belong with you guys, to, okay, now I'm being helped to be one of you guys. I saw that, and I don't ever want anyone in my life that I can help feel that way again. And I will never forget that man my life. I still have him on Facebook. I talk to him every now and then. But that level of defeat, I think no one should feel that. There's always help. And I think as long as you're in the right environment for people to help you, you can succeed. And failing is a mindset. Winning is a mindset. And as long as you have that winning mindset and the proper tools, you can win. And I think that's, I feel terrible. I mean, I curse Curtis when I have to run around. Dang it, Curtis, you know, we're not going to make it. Might as well run slow. We're not going to make it. And that made me feel terrible after that. And I will never feel that way again. And if I can help somebody, I want to help them regardless whatever you're doing. I'm responsible for that now, I feel. Like, as a coach, I guess, as just a light, a beacon of light. I don't want, if there's dark, to expel. I want to be there to help how I can. I will never watch somebody struggle if I have the power to help them. And I think that's another huge aspect coming into this field, too, to see the fast tracks. Even, hey, I'm down half a pound. Just when people's eyes light up on the scale when their progress is made, or, you know, when you help them on their form and they're crunching out one more and you see them, yeah, I got it. Or, you know, you get those feedbacks from those encouraging texts and stuff. That, to me, is like you said, that it's more than any dollar amount I'll ever get given. Just knowing I help somebody become better is huge to me.
That is the heart of a coach. You may struggle, but you're not going to struggle alone. I've got your back. I'm here with you in this. And it's not that you got this. It's that we got this together. And I can say that you truly have the heart of a coach. We've known on. We could just see your love for people and your caring for people. And we, as a team, when we interviewed you, said this guy, you know, he's meant for more. He's not going to be satisfied in the restaurant industry. Not that we're not knocking anybody in the restaurant industry. You know, people that love it, that's their jam. They enjoy serving people and feeding people, and that's, you know, that's something we all appreciate when it's done for us. For you, you just had to have more. You just had to have more involvement and more close touch in people's lives. That you just weren't going to be satisfied until you had that opportunity to really impact people's lives in a deeper, one-on-one, you know, more personal. First, today's the day. Yes, sir. Look at that, coach.
It is, like you said, that challenge of it.
it's something that
I remember being so mad at this at the shop that day. I downloaded Indeed and fitness jobs.
And it was a
shot in the dark. And I think Alan called me in the evening and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, at first I was like, these guys aren't gonna pick me. Pizza guy coming to a gym. And he said, no, come in and do this workout. And I knew I worked out. Georgia was my workout buddy. First workout. And I could tell it was special from then. I knew it was where I wanted to be. And that I was going to give everything I had. And it has been rewarding. And I felt that, like I said, every time. I didn't believe it for like, oh, they're just saying that, just saying. But then, you know, it started to come from random people, like, you know, members. Hey, man, you're stepping it up. I've seen it, you know, multiple times, Ricardo. You and they, you know, I've seen it. You know, I got a bunch of fans. And it's nice that I didn't think it was going to be, like, you know, jumping in, am I going to be good at this? But it is that personality you click into. And you have to dig for that. And I'm glad that this opportunity is given to me to push myself to be that person, because this is who I want to be.
Well, you know, we all, you know, they say, you know, there's second chance to make a first impression, you know, and all of those kind of things. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, at first, and give a certain idea of themselves, right? A certain presentation of themselves or who they are or their abilities. But if they don't finish well, right, it's real, real let down. But the opposite, someone can start slow and start and even stumble a little bit. But if they will just finish well, right, that's what really matters. A slow start can be overcome by finishing well. And, you know, like we've said, the internship started a little slow for you. You know, it was difficult to pick up some of these things. You had, and you were willing and you went and put in more work and everything. But, yeah, what you're saying is that work began to be noticed, and people were saying good things, and you know, and then I think that just fueled your fire, right? Because then you went from getting a little better, a little better, a little better, to all of a sudden you started taking big, you know, leaps and just took off. Man, out in.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you coaching you through these last 2 months and just seeing it at a firsthand level, like training you every day that you come in. It's just been so great, not only in the coaching aspect, but to see physically, like even today when you walked in the gym, I was you were sitting in the corner, standing off in the corner. I was like, who's that super buff guy in the hoodie? And then find out it's you. It's been awesome just to see. Oh, like you just improved in every way, like on the floor as a coach and interacting with your members and grading the food journals, just everything. You can tell that you've put the attention to detail, and it's just been great. It's just been really rewarding. This season with the training interns has definitely been very filled with a lot of struggles, but you've definitely been a ray of shining light in that, and it makes it all worth it. It can be easy to get pessimistic in this business with seeing how difficult the job is and how many people end up dropping out or failing the internship, but guys like you make it all worth it at the end of the day. And I see a very bright future for you, and I like I said, it's just the beginning, man. This is just day one of a very long, fruitful career, and you're going to impact so many lives, and it's going to be awesome to watch.
I totally concur with that. You know, there are people who have come in and they pay for a year, or they'll pay some are more than that, but 2 years paid up, you know, and it's just so good. You know, I mean, anybody that believes in us and believe in what we're doing enough to do that. You know, you want them to be well taken care of. You want them to, you know, they believed in me, so I'm going to show them that they were right to believe in us and trust us in that way. And I just feel really good that you're the guy that's going to do that. I mean, one of the guys. Ellen, that those people who have believed in us, trusted us for their fitness journey, they're going to be in really good hands with you, because I know you're going to love them well. And like all of us, whatever mistakes you make, you know, you'll make up for them because you're humble enough to admit them and go back and fix them. And so I do want to say, Coach Nate, I want to be the first one to call you that, Coach Nate, and say that I'm really glad to entrust our members into your hands. Of course, you'll continue to learn. We all learn every day. You know, it doesn't matter if you've been in it for a year or two or 10, you're going to keep learning. And, you know, that we've learned in our training that the average industry-wide career in fitness is 2 years. And I know it's going to be a long and fruitful career for you. You're going to change a lot of lives, and really looking forward to seeing all that you're going to do.
And next stop, getting that ACE certification. Let's go.
I'm all on the way. Next goal, right? That's the next one.
That's the biggie.
Here we go. Achievable. That's the next site for sure. And that, I'm excited to show everybody my picture on the wall soon. It'll be there. It's coming.
So we have one last question we always ask.
Yeah. So there might have been some questions that me and Coach missed. So what is the one thing that we might have not asked you that you want to do to the listener? So it's kind of your time to talk to people, give them a piece of your mind. It can be anything you want. The floor is yours.
I guess I just want to say, I felt like I had big shoes to jump into, so I want to be the best I can be for everybody. And just like how you guys said that better every time, I'm good at criticism. I take it pretty good. So if there's something I can be doing better, I want to be told that. Or if, like you said, that help aspect, if there's something someone needs help with, or if I can help anything, whether that be someone's just personal life, help with your day, put a smile on your face for the time being, that's the kind of person I want to be. So coming together in that and jumping into this field, I want to make sure that I'm as applicable and essential to everybody as possible. And I think I'm on the right path, learning everybody's personal quirks and stuff like that. And I like being everybody too. So I like doing the DECAs. I like coming in on my days off and working next to everybody. I am just as much you guys as a coach, and I want to be that friend and coach and be that positive influence to help people be the best they can be. So I'm excited for that. Like I said, it is rewarding on a scale that I've never seen before. So all this stuff that is happening to me, the lives that I am touching, and the people that are excited for me means the absolute world to me, because I feel like I've turned my life around completely and have become something that I never thought that I could be. And if I can help somebody else do that, then that's what I want to do. So I'm here to be Coach Nate for everybody from now on.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today, Nate. And it was awesome to learn a little bit more about you. And I hope that the members are able to learn, get some nuggets from this interview and learn more. Yeah, here we go.
There we go. Coach Nate.
Yes, sir. So if people are looking to train with us, what's the best way for that, Coach?
You know, get a hold of me. I'm at coach.ricardo on Instagram, or you can reach out on Facebook, Ricardo Mullinex.
Best way to contact me is on Instagram at AltonMullinex17_ or on Facebook at AltonMullinex. All right, guys, go be resilient.